Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today from beautiful but cold Atlanta, Georgia. And, well, you know, I just want to thank and welcome all of my listeners from all over the world. And as I always say, if you are listening to this show today, I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you today and that you will find encouragement, inspiration, and answer to some of your prayers. I really want to give a shout out to all of my international listeners. Hello. And as you know, the Law of Attraction Radio Network now streams into 121 countries. And I'm so glad that you are now part of my global internet family. Well, how are you doing? It has been a very interesting week here in Atlanta. We have been snowed and iced in all week. And if you've been watching any news, I'm sure that all of you have seen that we here in Atlanta have had an unprecedented amount of snow and ice. So I've been home all week, and it's been very interesting. And so I'm just really glad to talk to you today. So I'm really excited about the show today. And my very, very special guest, again, is Mr. Derek Rydell. And we're going to be talking about love. That's right, love. How to begin to attract. And I know he's going to change that, but I'm saying it for your benefit. How to attract your soulmate, your husband or wife, and how to begin to bring more love into your life if you're currently in a committed relationship or if you're married. So right after this quick commercial, Derek and I will be right back, and I can't wait to talk to you about love. Hello, this is Constance Arnold. Do you have an upcoming conference or an event where you need a keynote speaker or leadership training? With over 25 years of experience, I am a recognized international leader in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. I have been the featured keynote speaker and trainer for numerous Fortune 500 companies such as Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, and the Russell Simmons Success Tour. I would love to partner with you to develop customized speaking and training that would change and empower your organization in 2011. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at my speakers page to see a detailed listing of my clientele and speaking services. Or you can email me personally at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
In life, there are no magic pills or quick formulas. Nothing outside of you can make your life different or better than it is, except you. The Law of Attraction Radio Network proudly presents the University of Attraction, where the curriculum and faculty members have but one purpose: to assist you in remembering your own power in which to step into the life of your dreams. We teach you to live your life with passion and enthusiasm. Live from a place of choice and power. Live in love, from love, and surrounded by love. Be an expression of perfect health. Trust that the infinite intelligence has your back. Know that you already have all the answers, and know that prosperity and abundance are your birthright. The pre-launch for the university is Tuesday, 1/11/11, when you can sign up for online and interactive classes from leading-edge experts and world-class teachers such as Dr. Sarini Pillay, M.D., Derek Rydell, Pat Lynn Kyle, and many, many more, including some of your favorite talk show hosts. And every Wednesday evening, we energize our intentions and place them in the powerful Red Jewel Box for manifestation. As part of your monthly student membership of $11.11 per month, you have free access to every single class, and you will receive powerful hypnosis and meditation recordings every month, along with free ebooks and access to many powerful videos. Now is the time to become our powerful selves in 2011. Visit loaradionetwork.com to get more information on the University of Attraction. That's loaradionetwork.com.
Well, I'm so glad that you enjoyed that commercial, and I'm really excited about the new University of Attraction. You know, it will just be like attending a real university with faculty members like yours truly, myself, and Derek Rydell, and many, many other powerful teachers. You will be able to go and obtain free downloads and get great articles and life-changing information that will permanently change your life. So I'm really going to encourage all of my listeners, go to loaradionetwork.com and click the link that says University of Attraction. Well, just quickly, next week, I'm going to be having Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, yes, who co-authored a book with Napoleon Hill after his death, you know, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Now Dr. Kimbrough has a new book out, and he's going to be talking to us about what black millionaires know and do that others don't know. So I can't wait to hear what Dr. Kimbrough has to share with you. Well, are you ready to learn and to talk about and to experience love? You know, God is love, and innately within all of us is really the desire to be love. And I believe that love is just one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful force in the universe that can literally change and rearrange our lives. I think it is so necessary. It is as important as the very air that you breathed. And since the number one question that I get asked via email is constant, how can I attract my soulmate, or how can I attract my husband or wife, or I'm tired of not being married, or my biological clock is ticking, or how can I really enhance my marriage or my committed relationship? Well, today I have with me the one and only Mr. Derek Rydell, and both of us are going to be sharing with you about L-O-V-E love. And, you know, this is Derek's third time on my show. And I tell you, Derek and I really connect in the spirit. And I have never had anyone on my show three times. And so that speaks volumes, doesn't it? So let me just briefly reintroduce him again. He is a coach, a licensed integrative therapist. He has trained thousands of people in Fortune 100 and 500 companies, as well as celebrities in the entertainment field. He's written two books, and he is certainly an expert in the law of emergence. But, you know, on a personal note, Derek is such a powerful spiritual man of God, and he has been such a real blessing to me behind the scenes. And, you know, I'm not being arrogant, but not everybody can't coach me. And I called him one evening to ask him some very personal questions. And, you know, I always have my pen and pad out when I'm speaking to him, because revelation just flows out of him. And the stuff that he shared with me was so powerful and has radically changed my life. And so I just wanted to share him with you again. So, Derek Rydell, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Really a pleasure. Honored.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Living the dream.
And so, I mean, I know you've been really recording a lot, and you have so much information, so we're just going to get started, Derek. And what I'm going to do is probably take maybe 5 to 10 minutes just to share my big, bold announcement, and then we're going to have you come in for the remainder of the show to talk about love, all right?
Sounds good.
Okay, so here we go, folks. Love, L-O-V-E. You know, I really prayed about this show today, trying to decide how I wanted to do it, if I wanted to do it. And I talked to Derek about it, and I talked to a couple of my mentors. And After speaking with them, I made the decision to go ahead and do it. As most of you know, I'm a Christian and a woman of faith, so foundationally, what I'm going to do will be based on my belief in God and the Word of God and my relationship with Spirit. You know, I believe that God really desires that I and you also live an abundant life, and that includes the area of relationships. And, you know, the Bible talks about that it's not good for a person to be alone. And Derek, something I remember just today, that the first miracle that Jesus performed was at a wedding where he turned water into wine. So really my decision to share with you is based upon that foundation. I'm really a very private person. I know a lot of you probably find that very hard to believe, but I just made a decision at the end of last year. I'm really ready. I have a desire to meet and marry my soulmate in 2011. And so I'm going to be Exhibit A for you to show you this year how you can use your faith and the power of God and set an intention, not only in the area of relationships, but in any area that you desire in order to have manifestation this year. So, first of all, I'm not bragging, but if all I wanted was just a relationship, I could have that because men are approaching me. I know that I have a vibe and I'm in the spirit and men are attracted to that. But I wanted the best that God has for me. You know, I'm divorced and I knew that it was time for me to get married again. But I realized that there was a lot of inner work that I had to do and that God had to really change my perspective on what the purpose of a relationship is. Because I realized that when you don't know what the purpose of a thing is, that you might abuse it or misuse it. So over the years, the Spirit has just taught me those lessons. And so I'm officially saying globally to everyone today that I'm formally decreeing, declaring, and setting my attention in the area of relationships. And my desire is to meet and marry my husband, my soulmate, in 2011. And I'm very clear about that. So this is some of the preparation that I've done in order to prepare for this, so I can speak boldly and confidently about this declaration. The first thing I did over the years is I dealt with my own stuff. We all have stuff. I had a lot of stuff, a lot of past issues, beliefs, past hurts, past fantasies about how I felt relationships should be. And I dealt with that through counseling, coaching, mentoring, and training. And so this means that I would not go into a relationship or marriage with a lot of excess baggage. I personally have two male mentors who are mentoring me, and they're like spiritual fathers to me, and they taught me a lot about men and really how to deal with a man. And both of these men have been married for over 25 years. And they were the ones who told me, "Constance, you are truly ready now." The next thing I'm doing is I'm seeking God and the things of the Spirit with all of my heart. I'm not seeking the relationship, knowing that God would bring that demonstration in my life. And really, and Derek will go into more detail about this, I don't really have to look for the relationship because it's already in me. And what do I mean by seeking God and not seeking the relationship? For me, that means that every day I spend time with God, meditating, praying, saying, "God, what is your will for my life today?" And with all of the power that's on the inside of me, just go and do that for that particular day. Another thing that I've done to prepare myself is that I'm loving myself. I'm loving others, and I'm loving my life. For years, I didn't love my life. I was always looking outside of myself for love. I would always say, "Well, God, if you would just send me my husband, I would be happy." But now I'm loving me. I'm loving my body, how I look. I'm loving my work. I'm loving my coaching. Every facet of my life, I'm loving. I'm loving and accepting people, and I'm sending great love out to all of you every week. So does that mean that I have everything in my life? Is my life perfect? No, but I'm accepting what's in my life, and the more I love, the more I'm creating an aura of love, really radiating and emanating from my very being. And so guess what? That brings to me more love. Another thing, I have a clear understanding of what the purpose of a relationship is. I'm going into this relationship to give, not to see what I can get. You see, I suffer from the Cinderella complex. How many of you ladies know what I mean? That means I was looking for a man to rescue me financially, emotionally. I was extremely needy, etc. So now what I mean is that I am going into this relationship to give. Does that mean I won't receive? No, because I understand that whatever I am, whatever I desire, I must be that first. And when I give, that will return back to me. Okay, I'm also, Derek taught me this, and he's going to talk about this later. I'm walking in having the relationship now instead of expecting, well, it's going to come. You know, the Bible says that when you pray, believe you receive it and what, and then you shall have it. And so right now, today, I have my relationship, and I've really been grateful for that. And you might say, Constance, you're not even dating anyone. That has nothing to do with the reality of my being right now. And the last thing I want to say is I have listed some qualities that I desire in my mate. But guess what? I'm already being all of those things that I desire in. For example, one example of a quality that I desire is that my husband is healed emotionally, mentally, and psychologically and does not bring excess baggage into this relationship. So guess what? I'm already being that. Another one is that my husband embraces a healthy lifestyle. He loves to juice, exercise, and eat healthy. Guess what? I'm already being that, so that's what I will attract into my life. And then I'm listening to the Spirit. Any hunches, any insight where I might feel that the Spirit is saying, Constance, take action in this area, I would do that. It might mean going to a dinner party that I don't want to go to, or it might mean doing online dating or whatever. It might mean me picking up the phone and calling somebody. Whatever and however I feel the leading of the Spirit, that is what I'm going to do, because what? Faith without works is dead. And so today, all of my listeners, I have really put myself out there. I've been really bold, and it could be a very vulnerable place today, but I wanted to do this with you and for you to share with you what an intention looks like and how you can begin to manifest that great relationship or anything that you desire in your life. Derek, come in and help me, please. So if you're just joining me, we're talking about how to attract, or should I say radiate, love into your life this year and manifest the love that you desire. So Derek is going to share with us insight, principles, and strategies about this whole arena of love.
Well, I just got to say, wow. I mean, what, you do not need any help, Constance.
I can hardly hear you, Derek. Speak up a little louder.
I was just saying, you don't need any help. What you just said pretty much says it all. We can certainly unpack that. But it was beautiful, so articulate, so well said, so powerful. And I'm just, you know, sitting here listening to you in awe of how clear you are. And you said so much, but I, you know, one of the most important things, which you definitely touched upon and we've been talking about, is the realization that there really is no relationship out there. It's important for us to understand that, you know, we've been born into a mistaken sense of reality, a material sense of reality, but we now know from quantum physics that there isn't really any separate life going on here. There really, at a quantum level, there's this one life, this one consciousness, this one something going on everywhere, and it's all in the field, the quantum field. And so what that means is that there's nobody out there but us, and all of life really is a Rorschach test, you know, those ink blots, where we are, there's no inherent meaning except the meaning we assign it, and that's because it's all happening in our mind or in our consciousness. And so every relationship is actually in our consciousness, in our mind, in our heart. It's not really out there. And so the most important thing is to develop that ideal relationship with ourselves or with our spirit, which you've been talking about. And so when I'm coaching people on developing a relationship, one of the most important things is to identify, you know, the ideal qualities that they would have in their perfect mate, and also who they would be if they were in that perfect relationship. So you can use visualization and all of that to get in touch with who would I be if I was living this perfect relationship? So often we use visualization and these kinds of manifestation techniques to make something happen out there. We try to change the world, but remain the same. But as Gandhi said, we must become the change we want to see in the world. And he may or may not have realized that he probably did, that he was speaking a quantum physics reality. And that is that it's all happening in us. And so, you know, you talked about if you wanted this ideal husband to be healthy psychologically, mentally, physically. So now that's what you're doing and that's what you're being. And that's key because you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. And then secondly, getting really clear who you would be in that relationship. Like I said, you can use visualization and really feeling the qualities you would be radiating if you were in this perfect relationship. Whether you're already in one or you're looking for one, you visualize what the ideal relationship would be, and you feel those qualities. You know, you are more confident, you're more poised, more self-assured, more giving, more loving, more compassionate, more understanding, more patient, generous, whatever these qualities are. And then you realize that your real prayer work, your real intention and affirmation work, your real goals have nothing to do with getting something out there, but have everything to do with embodying those qualities of your being that you would be if you were in that ideal relationship. And as you do that, because consciousness always clothes itself in form, as you embody those qualities, two things are going to happen. The first thing is you're going to become free. You're going to realize that what you thought you needed another person to make you feel whole and happy and confident and joyful and loving. And you realize, lo and behold, you and only you have the power to make you feel those things, to activate those from within your own consciousness because they're already there. And so you activate that and suddenly you're walking around and you're in love and you're on top of the world and you feel joyful and happy and free and there's not even another person there yet. And so that's the first realization. I'm free. I am the source. I am my own salvation when it comes to this. And then the second thing is that because you're not outlining specifically exactly the person it should be entirely, because you really don't know who that specific person should be, but because you're now being who you authentically would be, then that perfect relationship that is often beyond your imagination is now able to come into your life. And as you said, Constance, you're then not in a position to try to get anything from them, but you enter that relationship already free, already whole, already happy. And now you know all those issues that we get caught up in, and with the codependence and what you talked about, the Cinderella syndrome, all of those issues that create the vast majority of conflict and problems are not going to be a part of your relationship because you're not trying to get anything from them and you don't need to hold them or keep them. You're able to set them free as well. And so two free individuals, two whole individuals get to come together to reveal even more wholeness and to commune in the presence of love, not to try to get love from each other. And that's a whole nother quality of relationship.
Oh, that is such an awesome explanation, Derek, because, you know, now they're saying 50% of all people who get married are getting divorced, and I think it's because people have unrealistic expectations of what this relationship would do for me.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that you shared with me that I want you to share with my listeners is you said moving out of expectancy into having it. What does that mean?
Yes, moving from anticipation to participation. And it's really, you know, as you've quoted the Bible, you know, pray believing that you already have that you may receive. Elsewhere it says that to he who has, more shall be given, and to he who has not, even that which he has shall be taken away. And what this is speaking to is the truth that you get, your state of consciousness is what determines your experience. And we know that with the law of attraction and with manifestation techniques. But more importantly, the reason why this is true is because you actually already have it. All You know, when Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within you, he wasn't joking. He wasn't merely making a metaphor. That it's important to understand that all of the love that we could ever want, all of the joy, all of the peace, all of the health, all of the wealth, all of the abundance is already embodied in our consciousness. You know, it's already been divinely designed and established from the beginning. And who by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? We can't improve upon this life that God has created as us, made in the image and likeness and out of God itself. So we're already perfect. We're already whole. We're already complete. We can't improve ourselves or add anything to ourselves, and there's nothing in the future for us. It's already here now. And so because that's a truth, we can begin to practice activating that. Now, it's a truth, but we can't experience it unless we are consciously realizing it. And these things that you've been talking about and that I've been talking about are practices to begin moving into a state of I have, I am, I can, I am able, it is done. And again, it's important to understand, you're not affirming this to try to make something happen in the future. You're affirming this to create the right inner conditions in consciousness, in the soil of your soul, so that that seed of infinite potential that's already been planted there can now begin to crack open and blossom from within you. That's the real understanding of the law of emergence, is that you're not trying to get anything to come to you. You are creating the inner conditions for that which you already are to begin to emerge.
Well, you know, that's such a shift in our thinking, because we've always looked outside of ourselves for love. And one point that you really helped me with was you said, Constance, you're not trying to attract love. You're radiating love. Explain that to my listeners. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. Again, this is so profound when you start to really get this, is that we are not in our body. Our body is in our consciousness. We are not in the world. The whole world is literally in our consciousness. We are a state of divine consciousness, of divine spiritual being that is infinite and omnipresent. And everything is already in us. We're it. We are already it. Ye are the light that lights up every man and woman that cometh into the world, made in the image and likeness and out of God. So there's nothing that we can get, you know, but we need to realize that whatever's missing is what we're not giving. Because we already have it all, that we need to begin to shift the flow from seeking to get anything from out there, because every attempt to get anything from someone else or something else or from outside of us is literally the resistance that we're creating from the good that we already have from flowing out of us. Okay, so every time we seek to get something, we are blocking that which is trying to come out, that which is trying to emerge. And we're creating a belief that our good is separate from us, is over there, is in someone else, is in the future. So when we realize that I already have it all, the practice, the daily practice becomes, okay, where can I be a bigger giver? Where can I begin to release this imprisoned splendor? Where can I begin to cast my bread upon the waters? Cast the bread of forgiveness, of love, of compassion, of respect. Instead of looking to get that from anybody, who can I love today? Who can I respect today? Who can I be loyal to today? Who can I be a friend to today? Who can I compliment today? Who can I really see and recognize and reward and encourage today? Where can I give of my time, my talents, my gifts, and my treasure today? And we just begin totally changing the whole way that we look at life, as instead of being an opportunity to get anything, because you can't get anything from this world, that's the ultimate truth. Instead, looking for all the ways we can give and shine and share and serve, and realize that this world is our canvas upon which we are meant to paint a masterpiece. And we are the artist, and we have all the paint, and now we need to go out and start spreading it and shining it.
Right, and so for my listeners, Darren, let's just use an example of a female, because I get a lot of letters, emails from females, and if a lady is really looking for that special relationship, she should start just loving and caring about herself and giving. And when she does that, is she creating a certain vibration or a certain aura? And why would a man be attracted to that?
Well, absolutely. Again, remember, the premise is that she's already got it all within her. She's mm-hmm. already in the only relationship she can ever be in, which is with herself or her spirit. And all the love and all the joy, everything she could ever think she could get from someone else or some other situation, she's already got it. But she has to begin to activate it, to participate in it, not to wait for it, not to try to get it, but to participate in it now. So some of the things we've been talking about, the one thing is to begin thinking, well, what are the qualities she thinks she would get in the perfect mate? And then begin to see, how can I start embodying those and activating those now through visualization, affirmation, intention, prayer, journaling, etc. And then she has to ask, who would I be if I was in that divine relationship, and visualize and feel and see how she would be acting, what she would be doing, how she would be feeling, the kinds of conversations she would be having. And then to begin to know that that's her real goal, that's her real path. Not trying to find some person, but to become the ideal person that she would become if she was in that. And then she begins to find opportunities. You know, she begins to notice that if she was in the perfect relationship, the kind of conversations she would be having with other people would be different. And so she begins having those kinds of conversations. To use an example of, like, let's say you're trying to manifest more abundance. See, the challenge is that we must become congruent. And let's say you're trying to manifest more abundance, and you're trying to make it happen, but you really need to make it welcome. And you look at your conversations, and you're always talking about how bad the economy is, and there's not enough work out there, and all the ways you're struggling, and you get other people to agree with you, and you feel kind of some level of comfort in your misery, but what you've just done is you've created a mental equivalent of lack and limitation. And so remember, as it says in Scripture, where two or three are gathered in agreement, there I am. There the truth becomes evident. And so our thought, our word, and our action are those two or three that we need to get into agreement. So if we want to have more wealth or more love or the divine relationship in our life, we need to begin bringing our thoughts and our conversations and our actions in agreement and in congruence or in integrity with the kind of life and the kind of person we would be if we were really living that. You know, because it happens, it's an inside-out job. And as we become that person, as we start going, taking ourselves out on great dates, you know, and wining and dining ourselves and loving ourselves up and cherishing and adoring ourselves, and doing, really taking awesome care of ourselves, and then going out and being the loving, giving person to others that we would be, that begins to create those inner conditions and that inner vibration that is conducive to more and more of that love to begin emerging from us. And then love always seeks more territory for its expression. So if there's more and more and more love in your life and in your consciousness, it can't help but to manifest as increasing forms of love in your life, which will be more relationships to hold the love that you're now expressing and radiating.
Right. You know, I know, Derek, I just appreciate you sharing that. I know with me personally, behind the scenes, you share with me, Constance, you're giving to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people all the time, and that all of my giving is seeking a higher platform. And all of my loving and giving is seeking a higher platform. And I've been meditating on that, and that's really why I wanted to share with my listeners, because they're my family, and I wanted them to be a part of this, of my life, and of coming into agreement with me and sending love toward me and sending faith toward me. And you know all of the studies about, you know, where two agree, it's just touching anything that they shall have it. But it was more that insight that you gave me about how all the love that we give is seeking a higher platform or a higher expression. That is so awesome.
Yeah, the love. Remember, whatever we ultimately become in consciousness always clothes itself in form. So this energy of love is always seeking a larger and larger amount of territory to manifest itself and to express itself. And so the more love we activate and embody and express in our life, the more that love must find form to express itself. So at a certain point, there'll be more love than can be merely contained as this form called just you, the individual. And it will show up as, it might show up as new pets. It might show up as new colleagueships. It might show up as a new project you love. And then eventually it can show up as a mate. And so, but all that's really showing up is the love that you are, and the love that you are radiating is just simply taking larger form. And the only relationship that there is, which is you to yourself, to God, to spirit, the lover and the beloved that's one within you, that just begins to manifest itself in your life as ideal mate and ideal relationships. And it goes beyond just your mate, but begins to impact
right.
every relationship in your life.
So if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Derek Rydell, and we're talking about love. How to manifest love this year in your life and any other thing. You can take any of these principles and use them in any area of your life. Okay, Derek, one question that I always get about relationship is online dating.
Uh-huh.
What is your take on online dating? Because when I'm coaching people behind the scenes, a lot of times they say, Constance, I'm online and I hadn't met anybody, but their consciousness hasn't changed. And so, therefore, people are not attracted to them. What would you say to some of my listeners who might be online dating? What is your thinking on that?
Well, I think, you know, the form that the dating, the courting process is evolving. You know, I mean, it's evolving. There's been different ways to court and to meet each other. And in different cultures, there's different ways. Some cultures, marriages are arranged. And in some cultures, they're not. And some, you know, so there's an evolution of the form that this courting takes place. So whether it's online or offline, in a speed dating or a bar or a church, there's all these different forms. So I would not get too caught up in the form that the courting takes place in. What I would say is keep your attention on doing the real work, which is becoming the person you would be if you were in this relationship, beginning to express those qualities, beginning to live and love and give full out. And then, as you mentioned before also, then become available to guidance and direction, intuition, compelling right action. Because as you embody the qualities and the vision of your divine love and your divine right relationship, as that emerges, it's going to move you into right action. And so when it does, you have to become aware when you're being called, when a door is open, when an opportunity is presenting itself. Like you mentioned, that party that you get invited to that you just don't feel like going to, but something's telling you, you should just go. And so the same thing is with online dating. You know, then people might say, oh, you shouldn't do it, it's stupid, it doesn't work. None of that matters. If you feel pulled to do that, this presence of love, this divine companionship that is already within you, it can find a way to manifest itself in an infinite variety of ways. Nothing can limit it. Nothing can hinder it. And there is no boundaries through which it cannot move. So whether if it needs to find its way through online dating, it'll find its way through that. If it needs to find its way because you live out in the middle of the country and there's no internet access, you'll find a way. It will find a way. It will beat a pathway to your door. I mean, if you end up becoming shipwrecked on a desert island, and you realize your oneness with love, and you realize your divine companionship, then somebody else will crash land on that island, and they will be your perfect soulmate. What I'm trying to tell you is that it doesn't matter if the stars have to realign to reveal the love that is rightfully yours. When you realize that in consciousness and you become the answer in your consciousness, it will find a way into your life. It cannot help it.
Oh, that is so awesome. I always say that the entire universe is on tiptoe, just waiting to assist us in the demonstrations that are really in our hearts. I believe that. Absolutely. I believe that. So Derek, what about people who are married, who are already in relationships? And, you know, as I said earlier, 50% of all people who are getting married are getting divorced. How can any of my listeners who are already married and the love seems to be gone, how can they bring more love into those committed relationships?
Well, if they're married, they probably shouldn't do any online dating, I would say.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But, yeah, you know, in the same thing applies, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to talk about this, is that every relationship is the ideal one. Every relationship is the perfect one.
You're and kidding.
No, because how can you ever be in the wrong relationship in a universe, which is one song, which is one perfect outpicturing of God? How it's impossible. But every relationship is always revealing and reflecting what you believe about life and about love and about yourself. So it's always an outpicturing. And so there's really three kinds of relationships. There's a season or a reason, a season, and a lifetime. And so there's some relationships that come into our life for a particular reason. There's something that we need to learn or discover and develop, and then it's complete. And there's other relationships that come in for a season. They last for a season, or they are seasonal, and they come and go, and they serve each other in their own evolution of love and life and learning in its own unique way. And then there are those that are a lifetime, and those are the relationships that have within them enough juice and enough meat and enough depth that they keep us growing and evolving and expanding for this entire incarnation. So I would even look out at the divorce rate, and I would begin to even clarify in my consciousness, there is no such thing as a bad relationship, and there's no such thing as a failed relationship, that every relationship is a success. Because every relationship is fulfilling some purpose. Even if you have to go through 10 so-called bad relationships, something is evolving. Something is being discovered. And so you can begin to bless all of your previous relationships, all of your so-called mistakes, and completely redeem that energy. Because to whatever extent we look out and think there's failed relationships and bad relationships and broken relationships in our own life and others' lives, to that extent, we become under the law of that belief. So we want to begin to redeem that in our own consciousness and know that everything is always conspiring for our good and for the evolution of humanity, because the only thing really going on is this love. So that's the first thing. And then in the relationship that you're currently in, understand that if you've been in it for a while, you are shadow dancing. And what that means is that all your own unresolved issues that are part of your shadow are now being projected onto that other person. And we're all doing this to some extent with our mates, with our colleagues, with our boss, with the politicians, whatever. We're projecting our unresolved issues. You know, as you grow up, you have experiences and you decide, I am this and I am not this. And by the time you reach a certain point of maturity, you have two piles. You have one pile, which is I am, and that's your ego, and one pile, I am not, and that's your shadow. The problem is you're still all of it. You just think you're not. So that shadow part of you now gets projected onto the world. And so you draw people into your lives and begin to experience those parts of yourself that are unresolved and unreconciled. That includes both the so-called good parts and the so-called bad parts. Those things that in your mate or in other people that really anger you, frustrate you, sadden you, scare you, are dimensions of you that you're being shown so that you can heal it. And likewise, those parts in other people that you envy, that you're jealous of, that you admire, that you want to be more like, are also parts of your own power that you have projected that you need to call back and reclaim. So wherever you are in a relationship, begin to recognize that what's pushing your buttons in that other person is really not that other person, and begin to take 100% responsibility for your experience. And then it comes back to the same practice. Become the person you wish they would be. Start giving what you think they're not giving. If you find
you have them, excuse me,
Yeah,
so
go
if you have a mate who's not listening to you, and I hear all the time from women, Constance, he doesn't listen to me. He's right. always looking at football, or he's reading, or he's on the computer. So that particular person should, what should they do in a situation like that?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing, you know, I really encourage people is always question your own perceptions and beliefs. He's not listening to me. Is that true? Can you be absolutely certain that he's not listening to you? You know, and then you got to ask yourself, how does it make you feel when you believe that thought? And you find that you're stressed out, you're angry, you probably stop listening to him. and you
yes.
find, right? And you find out that it's really, you're really only listening to your own self-talk. And you realize that the only thing that creates suffering in our relationships and in truth in all of life is the thoughts that we're believing. If you take the thought away, he's not listening to me, and you just become present with him, you realize that all there is love. All there is there is everything is okay. There's really no problem. And so we have to begin to understand that the only thing that's causing pain in our lives is what we're believing about it. We don't experience our mate. We experience our beliefs about them. We experience our perceptions about them. And that's what we're actually reacting to. We think we're reacting to them, but we're really reacting to our beliefs and our perceptions about them. And I encourage you to check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. But to become still and to begin to notice that you have thoughts that go through your awareness and you're reacting to your thoughts. You're reacting to the meaning that you've assigned that other person. And so that's a practice that you begin to do to begin reclaiming your own power, because you're the only one that's taken away your power. You're the only one that's causing your suffering. I guarantee it. And that goes for all of us. And then secondly, as we were just talking, asking yourself, whatever's missing now, start being the one to give it. And then secondly, when you hear your mate complain about you and say, well, you're never listening to me, or you don't appreciate me and you don't respect me, instead of defending that, start a practice of no more defensiveness and start just listening to what they're saying and taking it in deeply and with radical honesty ask, is there any truth to this at all? Is there some truth to what he or she is telling me? And I can pretty much guarantee you that 9 times out of 10, there's truth, and that what your mate is actually doing is performing a very, very powerful service for you. They are showing you your growing edge. They're pointing out for you where you can become more loving, more giving, more respectful, more accept all of these qualities, which is what you ultimately want to be. Because when you are those qualities, you're happier, you're more powerful, and you're more capable. So it really becomes about adopting a state of such humility and such defenselessness, and beginning to own 100% of our experience. Now, I know this is going to rub some people the wrong way. It's a challenging leap to make, because we've been taught since we showed up here that other people are the cause of our pain and suffering, and that other people are not giving us something, and that's why we're in pain. But I can tell you, it's 100% false. And that we have all the power to begin giving into our relationship the qualities and the ways of being that will make us feel happier and more content and more in love. And as you do this, one of two things is going to happen. Either that mate in that environment is going to be willing to change and expand to be able to hold the larger energy that you're now bringing to it, or they won't be able to change. And the universe will literally move you out of that relationship into a relationship that can handle the higher vibration of love and of light and of integrity that you're now bringing to bear.
I'm just sitting here just in awe of what you just shared. That's such revelation, such insight, such life-changing information that my listeners could begin to take and really implement into their lives and literally change their lives. And for everyone who's listening, I'm speaking with Derek Rydell, and we're talking about love. And at the beginning of the program, I declared and decreed that this is the year that I will radiate and attract my mate into my life. And Derek is such a profound coach, and I'm just going to say it now, even though he's going to give his personal contact information later. I'm going to really just impress up on you to really contact Derek for personal coaching in the area of relationship. He really helped me, and I only spoke with him for an hour or so. So if you're really desiring a relationship, when he gives his contact information at the end of the show, contact this great man. You hear the wisdom and the knowledge and the insight that he has. He's just so powerful. And at the end, I'm going to have Derek really say a prayer over myself and all of you in the area of love and relationships. And I just want to remind you that everything that we're talking about, all the principles that we're sharing, you can take those same principles in the area of wealth or health or career, in any area, and implement them, and they will really bring a powerful demonstration in your life. All right, lastly, Derek, prayer. What role does prayer and our relationship with God or spirit play in us getting our desire? Should we be praying, oh, God, please send me my husband. Oh, God, please send me my wife. Oh, God, change my husband. What about prayer and our relationship with God?
Well, as you mentioned before, you know, as Jesus said, pray believing that you already have that you may receive. And that wasn't some little metaphysical trick. That was a mystical truth that, you know, he may perhaps couldn't say outright to them, check it out, man, you've already got it all. You are already the light of the world. And so you don't really need to pray for anything, you know. Mm-hmm. But he said it in a way that they understood. But, you know, as some of the Native Americans talk about, they don't pray for rain. They pray rain. Mm. Which means they get into the feeling tone of what it would feel like to be experiencing the rain and dancing in it and singing in it. And then from that place of being in such gratitude and celebration of the rain and the nourishment, now they pray. So they're not praying for anything. They're praying from. You're praying from. You need to realize that you know, when Jesus said, I and my Father are one, he wasn't just speaking about his own personal relationship. You know, he was giving us a principle that we are absolutely and intimately connected with God, with this higher power, with the Christ, whatever name works for you. But the love and the power and all the fulfillment we could ever want, hope for, desire, or need, we're already one with it. We're already connected to it. It's already who we are. So prayer, true prayer, is not a practice to get anything or attract anything. It's to get in touch with who we already are and what we already have, and then to open up a way to express it, to radiate it, to speak the word with a capital W that becomes flesh in our own experience. And when you are in true prayer, it's no longer your little personality or ego that's speaking the word. It is the word being spoken through you.
Yes.
The word that is spoken in the beginning. The word that nothing else is created out of anything but the word. And so that's true prayer. And it requires that we become really connected with our spirit and with that place where we feel that we've already got it. And then we pray from that place. That's true prayer.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. Well, Derek, before you pray, share with our listeners, what are you doing? I know you're doing something great at Agape Church, and if I was in L.A., I would be right there listening to you. How can they contact you? What kinds of services do you offer? Derek is going to be one of our faculty members at the University of Attraction. So how can our listeners contact you, and what great things are you doing out there in L.A. and all over the world?
Yeah, Agape International Spiritual Center of Truth, where Michael Beckwith is the founder there and has been my mentor for many years. Some of you may know him from The Secret and Oprah. I'm teaching an all-day intensive there January 29th. It's in Culver City, California, pretty much Los Angeles. And it's an all-day workshop on the law of emergence, which is a lot about what we've been talking about, which is about creating those inner conditions for that which you already are and that destiny of greatness that you are here to reveal, for it to begin to emerge in your life. And I also have a free e-course on the Law of Emergence, which they can get at lawofemergence.com. And they can also go to my site, Derek Rydell, DerekRydall.com, for more information and updates and other things like that and audios. And they can also email me through that site. Those are the various things that I'm up to right now.
So, Derek, is that going to be streaming live on the 29th? Or if any of my listeners are interested in getting that teaching, can they come to your website after that date and really obtain that teaching? How would that work?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're going to be streaming that, but I do have a home study course, which is over 10 hours of audio teaching, guided meditations, exercises, strategies, etc., as well as a 97-page ebook that will really take them through this work in a much more in-depth way. And they can actually, there's a banner that flashes on and off on the Law of Attraction Radio Network page that says, you know, Law of Emergence Home Study Course. They can just click on that, and that will take them to the information about that. And if they sign up for the free e-course, I'll also be able to send them information on how to get the home study course as well. Or they can just email me, and I'll let them know. And so that will cover a lot of the material. And then, you know, if they can come to the event live, that would be great. Otherwise, I'll be doing more events, like with the University of Attraction and things like that.
Right. Derek, you're so powerful, and every time you're on my show, it's just so anointed and so life-changing. And I want to thank you for giving me the courage to do what I did today, because I was thinking, should I do this? You know, all kinds of things run through your mind, but I was thinking, I'm doing this for myself and for my listeners, and you prayed a powerful prayer over me. So I would like for you to pray for myself and for any of my listeners who really desire to attract love or radiate love, or for any of my listeners who may be married and they need to really bring more love and they have a desire to have more love in their committed relationships.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to remind the listeners is that there's a power in agreement. So what we're coming here today to do is agree on the highest vision of love and companionship in Constance's life and in all of our lives.
Yes.
And where two or three come together in this kind of agreement, there is such resonance and such power. And so there is a powerful opportunity, a vortex of power we all can tap into right now. So as I go into this prayer, I encourage everyone that's listening, whether you're listening live, it doesn't matter, because there's no time in God and spirit. It's happening now, and you can tap into this vortex by agreeing that you already have it all and that you have the capability to experience a love that is beyond your imagination. And so I encourage you all just to turn within for a moment, close your eyes, and just surrender to that love that's within you, and just open up and say in substance, I'm willing to receive more love and experience more love than I've ever imagined before. I'm willing and available to wake up to who and what I am and to live it to the fullest. As I just take a moment to realize that all that there really is this one power, this one presence, this one life, this one love that is everywhere present in its fullness. It is omnipotent. It is omniscient. It is omnipresent. That means there can't be any other presence but this life and this light and this love that we call God or spirit or higher power. It is all that there is, and therefore it is all that I am and all that we are. We are made in the image and the likeness and out of divine love. We are whole and complete. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and all that was created out of the Word, and nothing was created without the Word, and it was named good, and it became flesh. God has already done the work. It's already perfect, and we are already the perfect image and likeness of that Word and of that Spirit. And so the word that I'm speaking now is not to fix or heal anyone or anything, but activating the power and the potential and the love and the divine companionship that we already are and have. And it breaks out now as insight, guidance, direction, and right action. It shows up as right relationship, right opportunity, as healing, as such a powerful love environment and atmosphere that we cannot help or to manifest the highest expression of divine companionship and right mate. And beyond that, it fills every relationship with such joy and such peace and such celebration, and every area of our life breaks out with such power and such magnificence that we can scarcely contain it. Something wonderful is taking place here, and we just accept it. I give thanks for this, and
thank
I allow it to be. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done, and so it is.
Oh, Derek, that was so powerful. I just want to thank you for allowing the Spirit to use you and really just change people's lives all over the world. And what can I say behind that except for amen? And God bless you for giving and for sharing. And may you receive 100-fold for what you've shared with my listeners today. Well, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Thank you so much for joining me today, and God bless you.
God bless.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.
I was in the chat room live.